Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on business news in the Bluegrass. I'm Alan Lytle. Joining me this week is Mark Green. He is the executive editor of The Lane Report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning again, Alan.
The Kentucky Horse Park recently celebrated its 40th year in Lexington, and you had an opportunity to speak one-on-one with Laura Pruitt. She is the executive director of the facility. Give us a few highlights of that conversation.
Laura has been there for a couple of years now under the Bevin administration, and a major thrust nowadays is to try and put the park on a more stable financial footing, to have more of a business approach to their operations, and to become financially self-supporting, which has not been the case. It's been traditional that the state budget will allot, you know, maybe a couple of million dollars towards them to support operations. And they want to get to the point where they generate enough revenue to cover all their costs.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a misnomer. You see that large venue, and a lot of people come to it for a variety of different events, and yet it's being subsidized by the state.
That's true, and people can rightfully question that. I think the horse park's latest numbers, estimate that annual attendance out there is 535,000 to 550,000 people. And a lot of that comes from the 200 or so events that take place out there. But it has been the traditional practice of the park that they don't own these events. They lease their property to people who put on the events, and then the event operator is the one collecting the admission cost and the parking fee and the concessions. And the horse park is wanting to get into this event business itself, and they now have several events that they own so that they can collect that admission fee, that parking fee, you know, maybe a share of the concessions. And that's where they see themselves getting to a point of being totally self-sufficient. And they're hoping to get there in a couple of years. There's one event coming up next year that they are really especially excited about.
That would be Equitana, correct?
Yes. Equitana has been going on for 32 years in Europe, and it's the world's largest equine trade show. Laura said she went to that event last year, I think, and she just, her mind was blown at all of the different the products and presenters and vendors that were there. You know, just things that we don't even, you know, generally think of. But Reed International, which is the world's largest event promoter, they do Comic-Con and all kinds of trade shows, but they've been doing this Equitana in Europe for 30 years, and Laura reached out to the Equitana people in Germany, and next year the first ever Equitana USA is going to take place at the Kentucky Horse Park. And so they're expecting big things from that event.
Now, there are some permanent tenants at the horse park. We're talking about the Saddlebred Museum and the International Museum of the Horse. Any indication that that there might be some additions there, or anything? Did Laura even address those permanent tenants?
Well, I think the permanent tenant lineup is probably pretty stable the way it is right now, and there's a couple of dozen, maybe 30 or so of these organizations, and they have a couple of thousand employees that come in out there every day, but they are not looking to bring in a lot more tenants. You know, I don't think the tenants are big revenue generators for them, but they do very much want to continue to position the horse park as the capital of all things equine in the United States, and it largely is. Most of the national organizations for all the specialty breeds and other things like that are headquartered at our Kentucky Horse Park.
Now, at the same time, I believe they're kind of rolling out the red carpet for folks in the community to just come, stop by, and once a week, and stroll our grounds and walk a little bit, things like
too. You know, they do want very much so for local residents to come out to the horse park. You know, there's a variety of free events, but then it's one of the few places that you can go do a trail ride or get riding lessons. They have walking tours, and they're open at least one night a week for people to come out and just walk their trails. Soccer teams, local soccer teams practice out there. You can take the Legacy Trail from downtown and go all the way out to the park on your bicycle or on foot if you're really ambitious.
So bottom line, her chief mission, Laura Pruitt, we're talking about, is to just make the park more autonomous and less reliant on state funding.
Yes, that is. That's the big goal that they have been working towards, and that's a significant undertaking, and they've made a lot of headway with that. The park does now have a couple of events. They have their own rodeo, the Bluegrass Rockin' Rodeo, and it now has. They've hosted many, many horse shows, but now they own a horse show, the Kentucky Horse Park Spring Opener, and it's an open horse show in that it's one for people that in the past you have to be a member of a certain organization or you have to qualify for. Participation in some of the horse shows or in many of them, but this is an open horse show where anybody who wants to get involved can. All they have to do is register.
What was your overall takeaway in interviewing Laura about the horse park and the direction that they're going in?
One of my big takeaways was that the park is making an effort to connect more with the Kentucky resident, the Lexington, Fayette County resident, and let them know about the opportunities that are going on out there so that it will get more appreciation and participation from local residents.
All right, that is all the time that we have today on the business side. Our guest has been Executive Editor of the Lane Report, Mark Green, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
You too, Alan. Nice speaking with you.